Amazon fall favorites are here to make you say, woo! With low prices on home, woo! Beauty, woo! And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials. Woo! So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We always like to check in with our neighbors on the North Shore to talk about the role that they play in the overall region's economy. And joining us this morning is Chris Massengill, the CEO of St. Tammany Core. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Glad to always be with you.
Now, you guys, I think, relaunched your digital research publication called The Analyst back in July.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about it, and how's that going?
Well, it's actually going great. One of the things that we started doing, particularly during the pandemic, is that we would do a regular monthly and quarterly just economic update on the impact that the pandemic was having. How does that impact the trends, the economic landscape? And one of the things that we try to do in economic development is really to be that one-stop shop for resources about economic information, research, data. It's a big part of what economic developers do, and we certainly wanted to continue that forward. You know, in order to make good decisions, you need to have the information, and economic development's role is to help provide that that type of due diligence. So we did the reboot back in July. We launched that digital research publication. And what we're doing now is that this particular economic analysis is really a quarterly trends report where we're kind of really tracking what's happening, various segments of our economic landscape, from employment to GDP, to consumer confidence, to even tracking housing sales and labor participation. You know, these are all very important pieces of information that it's important for us to keep a watch on. That way we can kind of get a sense of what's happening in our local landscape. And it certainly helps us make good decisions as it relates to economic development strategies. So this is a new one. It's out. It's on our website. And it's an interesting one because the 2024, as we're seeing, is certainly indicating some interesting economic indicators for sure.
Well, tell us about those.
Well, a couple that really jumped out to us in this new one for us in St. Tammany. One, even though we've seen the national unemployment rate increase in recent months, St. Tammany is still very consistent as one of the lowest, having one of the lowest unemployment rates in the entire state, the region, and quite frankly, in the Gulf South. We're at 4.2%. We've been lower, but that's kind of where we are right now. But it continues to be one of the lowest in the state, which is to be expected a little bit in the context of the economy that we're driving. I mean, we are over a $15 billion economy just in St. Tammany alone. We're driving a lot of economic activity for the region and the state, and this trend certainly indicates that. In fact, another important key takeaway for us in economic development that we really pay a lot of attention to, and that is that labor participation. This is an indicator of the number of people that are actively engaged in the workforce, those that are either employed or looking for employment. These are important numbers that business and industry follow, certainly site selectors. This is part of our competitive advantage in Southeast Louisiana and in St. Tammany and on the North Shore. Although we're not back to the pre-pandemic numbers, we've made significant strides, and that was a very interesting takeaway. I think the third one that I would share with you is that we're still seeing a lot of consumer spending and consumer confidence. The numbers are showing that people are still spending, still keeping that economic engine going, and there is still a lot of confidence in the consumer. We just saw another report that for August that indicated that that confidence is still there. Although, you know, there's some concerns. Obviously, people are still very concerned about the inflation rate. The cost of capital for businesses obviously is a major concern, and there were a lot of worries about where we're going to have a recession. Was it going to be a soft landing? And I think now there's a general consensus and still a lot of confidence in the consumer base about where we're headed.
The is it any one business or industry sector that you're seeing, or is it an accumulation of multiple successes horizontally across a bunch of different silos?
Well, that's actually a great question. We are seeing that across the board. Being in summer, we saw a significant uptick in the hospitality tourism sectors over the last couple of quarters. We've seen that. We've also seen, which is always good, we've actually seen some increase in manufacturing and construction jobs, which we love to see that. Economic development, those are important foundational jobs in an economy, and those are very important. The other area that we saw a significant growth in jobs is back in the healthcare sector. For us, the healthcare sector is critically important. It's a major economic driver. In fact, it fuels over $1 billion of our GDP. Almost 20,000 employees on the North Shore in St. Tammany are impacted by the healthcare economy. And that's one that we've continued to see an uptick in job opportunities. And we've been doing a lot of work around that. Healthcare was one of the industry sectors that got impacted the most from the pandemic. And so part of this is also recovering from that time period, backfilling their ranks at every occupational segment within the healthcare economy, and not just on the bedside, but everything from engineers to the maintenance crews to every element that's been a part of delivering a solid healthcare system. We're seeing increase in opportunities there.
When you look at these opportunities, Chris, obviously you guys are in a unique position, right? I mean, you have the available land to develop. You have some major arterial roads that probably historically have needed to be expanded, and I think y'all are well on your way in doing that, both at the state level and the local level. If you had to pick a sector or a silo that you really think is not performing as well as you thought it should, or that they have the most upside opportunity for you guys, where would that be?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. We're looking all the time about, okay, are we still engaging with the right industry sectors and the right focus? We've got four major industry sectors for us in St. Tammany on the North Shore. We start at the top with logistics, transportation, those supply chain companies. Right. We have a competitive advantage for that. That's one, though, that has actually kind of taken a pause. We saw a massive build-out in this industry sector coming out of the pandemic, particularly in the big warehousing logistics like the Amazons of the world and others. And because there was so much product that was put into the pipeline that's now coming online, we saw where the what we call the big bombers, the mega projects in Baton Rouge with the Amazon facility there. It's almost 2 million square feet. That's now coming online. That's going to have a positive impact downstream. We have a smaller last mile facility in the slot in Slidell. That will be coming online in 2025 as a result of that. But we've seen a little bit of a pause because of the number of projects that were put into the pipeline. However, at the same time, we also know based off of industry analysis, that's an area that's going to see continued growth. For example, you saw where we had announced the Agile Cold Storage. That's a major project for us in St. Tammany. That's given us an opportunity to really break into the cold storage. That is a great company. It is a national company. This is their first major footprint or company in our footprint in this Gulf Coast region. That is an indication that we're going to continue to see opportunities in that sector, particularly as we see the development of the Louisiana National Terminal in St. Bernard. That's such an important project to the entire state's economy and that connectivity to the Port of New Orleans. They are such an economic asset for the entire state. We are connected to that economy, and being able to land a project like Agile is a significant positive indicator for those type of opportunities to come. Another sector for us that we pay a lot of attention to, and this is the what we call the professional and business services, even the scientific and technical. Those are two separate, but we see those individually, but they are tied together. Everything from engineering firms, accounting firms. We look at companies like Empirical. We've seen significant opportunity for growth in that industry sector. That company has grown. They've got over 400 employees. They've got a major headquarters here in St. Tammany, and they're continuing to expand. They're actually built a facility in Jefferson Parish, or in the process of expanding into Jefferson Parish. We welcome that because we know we have the talent, the workforce, and the infrastructure to support that kind of business. And then we see a lot of opportunities still in healthcare. You know, healthcare for us is one of our economic drivers, like I had just mentioned. And so we pay a lot of attention to that and think there's going to be more opportunities as it relates to that. And then we've got a lot of presence related to defense contracting. A lot of jobs from legacy companies like Textron to companies like CDIT that's also in the east part of St. Tammany in Slidell. They're one of the fastest growing defense-related software, computer, IT companies for the defense and U.S. government. And it's amazing. They're recruiting some unbelievable talent. They have some unbelievable talent, and we think that there's more opportunities in that space.
No doubt. Y'all have, you know, the landscape there is very unique and a lot to offer. Chris, let me ask you, there's a huge concern at the state level of out-migration versus in-migration.
Yes, sir.
Do you guys have a feel as to where y'all stand in St. Tammany?
Well, I tell you, I think we're going to still see growth. I mean, we have seen a little bit of a leveling out, one, because we still have to work on issues like housing, creating opportunities for new housing developments to come online. That's an important part of economic development. We want to make sure that we've got places for our workforce to live. This is a place that values the quality of life that we have. That's part of our competitive advantage. And as we continue to recruit and work with existing businesses to expand their business investments, to recruit new businesses to come, that just protects and actually strengthens our quality of life because of what we have on the North Shore. But at the same time, we have to continue to be smart. We have to be strategic. We have to work in a very collaborative and problem-solving way to make sure we're continuing to invest in infrastructure work with our private partners and our government partners to be very proactive with that. And we're seeing that with what we're doing with the Gulf South Commerce Park. This is really a landmark public-private collaborative that we're doing on the North Shore. This is an unbelievable business park that's focused on advanced manufacturing and logistics type of businesses. We've been building out the infrastructure. We now have a 93-acre that is pad-ready. It's one of the only pad-ready sites on the I-12 corridor between Mississippi and Texas. And know what that means in our world for economic development. You can't have more of a gold seal of a site that is ready to be developed. When I tell you it's pad ready, that is, it doesn't get any better for business investment and site selectors. When they know you have a pad ready site, that means you can shorten the time of coming online and going to market, because this site has been vetted. It's got the infrastructure in place. It's got a literally pad. In this particular case, we could fit a 250 to 350 thousand square foot facility, and we're ready to go as soon as they give us the word. That means we can facilitate the permitting process. We can work with our government partners. It's already been through so many phases of the development process, and that speeds everything up. And as you know, in business, it's all about speed to market. So when you have a pad ready site, it doesn't get any better.
Time kills all deals. What do they call that? Mo better?
Yes, sir, it does. Mo better. Yes, sir.
Now, you guys, y'all have applications open. Let's pivot real quick because we're running short on time, and I want to get to this.
Yes, sir.
You guys have your North Shore Fall 2024 applications closing Monday, September 2nd for the IDEA Institute. Y'all are involved in a strategic partnership with IDEA Village in New Orleans. We've had them on the show a lot. Talk to us about it.
Oh, well, thank you for bringing that up, Noel. We're so excited about the partnership with IDEA Village. In fact, it is part of our program delivery for our Startup North Shore initiative, which is our entrepreneurship ecosystem building. It is a three-parish partnership that we're doing in partnership with Tangipahoa Economic Development, Washington Parish Economic Development, that we're coordinating on behalf of our economic development partners. It has just really taken off. It continues to gain more momentum. We believe that entrepreneurship and small business development is a core component to any effective economic development strategy. We have put that to bear in St. Tammany and on the North Shore, working with our partners. We have a young man named Chinzo Corona. He is our program manager. But the other aspect of that, Noel, that I would point out is that we're the only economic development organization running an entrepreneurship program that has an entrepreneur in residence. And what that means is that we've got a dedicated entrepreneur running entrepreneurship programs, setting forth and bringing to bear some just world-class technical assistance, world-class mentorship and resources and program management. And one of the things we're doing is this partnership with IDEA Village through what we call the IDEA Institute North Shore. It's a 10-week accelerator program that can really help entrepreneurs to work on things like IDEA validation, customer discovery, market research, business and finance modeling. So if you got an idea or you've even started a company, but you're wanting to scale and get that type of just really true professional technical assistance, the program that IDEA Village manages through their IDEA Institute is really world-class. They're recognized for just being such an incredible entrepreneurship ecosystem program. We're very excited about that partnership. And so we're in our fifth cohort. This is for the fall class. Applications close on Monday. And if people want to get more information,
they can At midnight.
That's right.
2nd.
So you've got all day on Labor Day.
You got all day Labor Day.
Application in.
And it's supposed to rain. So.
But it's a simple application process. And we're real encouraged with what we've seen. In fact, we've served over 84 founders and 72 companies since we kicked off the Startup North Shore program 2 years ago. And so it's really cool. We're excited about it.
That's very successful. I mean, that's incredible. Folks can go to startupnorthshore.com, and you can fill out and submit your application there. And that ends Monday, September 2nd at midnight. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. I mean, a lot of great news, a lot of great things happening. And I continue to tell folks and remind folks that some of our biggest opportunity are the outlying parishes to the immediate metro area, you know, what we think about with Jefferson Parish and Plaquemine, St. Bernard, Orleans, because of the availability of land and access to major arterial roadways and the connectivity. You know, when the tide rises over there, it rises over here, right?
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. And we are connected, and we have the talent. You know, we've got an incredible workforce in this entire region, and a lot of that workforce is on the North Shore and in St. Tammany, and that gives the entire region a competitive advantage.
And y'all have great restaurants over there as well. I'll throw that in because a lot of my friends are operating restaurants over there. And they'll always on me if I don't mention that, you know. So,
and we love going over there. You have a standing invitation to come join us anytime.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. Chris Massengill, CEO of St. Tammany Corps. Keep up the great work, Chris, and have a great Labor Day weekend.
Thank you, Sheriff. God bless.
All righty, we'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back, we'll visit with Chris Blair, the voice of your Louisiana State University Fighting Tigers. They take on the USC Trojans in Las Vegas Sunday night. Stay with us.
Amazon Fall Favorites are here to make you say,
woo!
With low prices on home,
woo!
Beauty,
woo!
And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials.
Woo!
So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, folks. Chris Blair, the voice of your Louisiana State University Fighting Tigers, joins us. Big game this Sunday night at 6:30 in Las Vegas. They take on the University of Southern Cal Trojans. Chris, welcome to the show.
No, thanks for having me, man. It's an exciting time of the year, as everybody knows, here in the state of Louisiana with college football and the NFL getting ready to get cranked up. So happy to be a part of it, thrilled and privileged to be a part of it. Looking forward to Sunday night.
Big game Sunday night. This is not always gone well for LSU. These two teams have similar strengths and similar unknowns, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, in a lot of ways, just looking at, you know, coming off of last year for both programs and what was done in the offseason, I mean, it's almost as if these two teams are looking in the mirror at each other. I mean, both had prolific offenses last year. They had no trouble putting points on the board. They had trouble keeping their opponents from scoring. And, you know, Coach Kelly talked about it throughout the entire offseason, made mention of it at SEC Media Days. They had an incredible offense, one that you would love to have every single year. That was the envy of many programs across the country. The problem was they just couldn't get off the field on third down. They gave up too many points, had too many busted plays. And I haven't listened to a lot of Lincoln Riley's press conferences, but I got to imagine he kind of had the same feeling because both schools made major overhauls defensively. Obviously, LSU made a change not only with defensive coordinator but a number of position coaches. And USC did the same thing. They went across town to Westwood and snagged DeAnton Lynn, who took UCLA from, I think, in the 80s in 2022 to the 11th-ranked defense last year for the Bruins. So, you know, offense, I think both will be pretty good, although LSU is going to look a little different without Jaden Daniels. But they've got skilled players, and they'll have a pretty good offense. And Lincoln Riley and company, he's been a head coach 7 years at this level of college football, and all of his teams have been in the top 10 in offense. So you kind of know that. It's, to me, which defense is ready to go for the first week of the season.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because it seems, you know, just the little research that I've done, they seem to match up fairly well, like in overall team speed. I mean, both of these teams have rockets out there as receivers and punt returners or kickoff returners. I mean, it could be a special teams differential here.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, I think that's key. I mean, I talked to Coach Kelly last night on his season premiere of his radio show, and you could tell there was an emphasis on special teams. He feels good about the returning guys he has. Damian Ramos, of course, has been super consistent as place kicker. You don't want to give up those hidden yards on special teams, so you got to rely on a consistent punter. And if you can get a kickoff guy and Nathan Dibert who can just boot it out of the end zone, then you take that off the table for the speedsters that the Trojans will have. So, yeah, I mean, I think it comes down. I mean, it's been said many times, football is a game of inches. And, you know, when there's a lot of similarities offensively, you know, what's going to be the difference in that game? And I think defense, again, not to harp on it, I just think it's, you know, LSU's going to try to be more physical this year. They're going to try to wreak more havoc in the offensive backfield. And goodness knows, talking to some people in Southern California that follow the program closely, they're trying to get back to the more physical style of play that you saw under Pete Carroll at USC, because they're going to need it, because not only are they taking on LSU to start the season, they also are entering the Big Ten, and there are a ton of programs in that conference that are built on defense as the main priority. So, you know, again, it comes down like it normally does with these tight matchups, top 25, little margin for error, opening game of the season, which team blinks first and which team blinks the most.
Chris, your thoughts on Garrett Nussmeier and what he has shown in practice and drills and such. We all know that he's got an incredible arm. Sometimes he tries to put that ball in a really, really tight window and has had success over the years in doing it, but a lot of risk.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's interesting because, you know, none of us had really thought about it, or at least I haven't, the fact that for 3 years, you know, Garrett, when he got his opportunities, typically it was when LSU was on the bad end of a blowout game, a la the SEC title game in 2022 against Georgia, came in and he was letting it fly. It was like, hey, go out there and sling the football around the yard. And that's exactly what he did. He made some big plays and made some mistakes. Yeah. As you said, putting the ball in dangerous positions. And he also was in games where LSU had a big lead. And you know, Coach Kelly has said he's been really impressed by the maturity of Garrett that, you know, hey, look, I can't go out there and be willy-nilly now. Like, this is my team. These guys are counting on me to make the right decisions. And he said that's really been the approach. And I got to tell you, watching him in Tampa in the bowl game, after LSU trailing late in that game, and you got to go 95 plus yards down the field, and Garrett did just that, made some great throws, yep. Made some great decisions. I think it boosted confidence of the coaching staff. I know it boosted the confidence of fans, but probably more importantly, it boosted the confidence of Garrett himself. So I'm looking forward to it. It's a great college football story. He's kind of a unicorn these days where you sit mm-hmm. and wait your time, develop and work. So nobody's pulling for Garrett more than I am.
Me too. I'm a big fan because of the level of his commitment, his patience. I mean, you know, that's the sign of maturity, right?
Yeah, and I think some of it goes to his background. I mean, obviously his father was successful in college at Idaho, won the Walter Payton Award, which is the Heisman of FCS, and, you know, went on to coach at the NFL level. I think they put an emphasis on that development. Everybody, and again, let me say, there's nothing wrong with the transfer portal. I mean, if a guy wants an opportunity to go play quicker, but there is also a value, I think, and equally a value to, you know, getting that development. And that's the way it used to be. I mean, goodness, you can look at some of the great quarterbacks that LSU's had going back decades, and there's been those guys that, you know, waited their time, were understudies of older, more mature quarterbacks, and then their time comes, and they're ready to step right in. And goodness knows, I hope that's the case for Garrett Nussmeier, and we'll find out Sunday night.
Absolutely. It looks as though, and this is typical, the LSU fans are not letting anybody down. They tell me that they have consumed more tickets in that Las Vegas stadium than the Southern Cal, which is just a short drive away from Las Vegas. So it looks like they're going to be turning out in huge numbers. You're going to be there. I may be the only one that's not there.
Well, I tell you this, I'm going with the team, lucky enough to travel with the team tomorrow. They want to make it, obviously, you've heard the players talk about it all week. Coach Kelly has said it.
Yeah.
It's a business trip. Yeah, it's great to go to Vegas, but they got one mission at hand. But, yeah, I think I'm the only guy in my neighborhood. When I got up this morning, it was very desolate because I think all of my neighbors are in Vegas already.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I talked to some folks that were leaving today, and I said, man, I wish I'd have left a day or two ago. You know, just I was like, yeah, rub it in. I'm not going. I'll sit at home. But I've already got the steaks picked out and the sides as to what I'm going to be cooking Sunday night to watch the game. So I'm prepared. Chris, looks like most of the analysts have it as a relatively close game, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 to 6 point separation.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, and that really doesn't surprise me all that much. And it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, which is there are a lot of similarities to this team and about where they are from a program standpoint. All I can tell you is, again, the question mark for LSU obviously is defensively. And that's, you know, you're going to have to deal with that as a team until you change their minds and show them something different. And the only way you can do that is go out and perform. So hopefully that narrative will change very early here in 2024. But again, you know, this is why you play these games. As I said, I mean, this is a high wire act. There's no, you know, warm up for week number one. And that's something that LSU has done. And frankly, you'd love to win the opening game. And it's so important to win the opening game. But I will give LSU credit that in this day and age with the playoff and now expanding to 12, I just think you got to play these type of schedules. You've got USC to open the season. You got a non-conference tilt against UCLA in that return game in a couple of weeks. You always play a tough SEC schedule, and it just happens to be LSU's got one of the tougher ones based on their opponents. So I think the level of difficulty for this schedule gives them a little wiggle room, not much, because everybody is playing tough schedules. But I like the fact I'd love to have a home and home with USC and LSU, but that's, you know, maybe getting a little too greedy. I like the fact that they play these type of matchups because they know week one where they are and where they have to improve. And again, that's the excitement. You're in Vegas, you know, everybody that follows college football and probably some that aren't are going to be watching that game Sunday night, and you cannot put a value on that for LSU football, for LSU as a university, and for Louisiana as a state, for that matter.
No doubt. Big stage, big game, big time happening. 6:30. Look forward to watching the game, and I know you are as well, Chris. Have a great trip, and bring home a winner, man. Bring them back.
Well, I promise you, I'll do my part. I won't have much of an impact on the game, but I'm going to do everything I can. You enjoy your Sunday night with your steaks.
We count on you anyway, Chris Blair. We love the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. Have a great trip, my friend.
Thank you, Newell.
All right, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us, folks. I don't know about you, but I'm incredibly excited that the college football season has started and that this Sunday we get the opportunity to see the LSU Fighting Tigers take on the Trojans from USC Sunday evening at 6:30, and you can catch that game right here on WWL Radio. The voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, got a text here saying, you know, I didn't think anybody could replace Jim Hawthorne, and then all of a sudden Chris came along, and wow, great. I concur in that assessment as well. LSU's been blessed with having really great voices for all of their sporting events, and obviously that continues with Chris Blair, and we look forward to hearing him and then seeing the game for sure. I'm really excited. This whole weekend, they got some really great matchups. A little coffee group this morning, we were talking about the matchups this weekend, looking at the weather, understanding that it's going to rain all weekend. It's raining here again in Old Metairie. I think this is the third wave already this morning that is coming through. So not certain whether or not we're going to be able to partake of any activities outside. So there's always these incredible college football games to be able to watch and see. And by the way, congratulations to the Green Wave. They really opened their season up, you know, with a big, big win over Southeast Louisiana. And you know, I think it was 52-0 or something like that, and that was a great win, and I'm glad to see that they're off and running. Got to meet the new coach, great guy. I think he's going to do really well here with this football program. I know there's high expectations for them as well, so I look forward to their successes. And we're going to try and get the coach on. I'd like to try and get him on more often and talk to him about Green Wave football. You know, going to see games in that stadium is a lot of fun. You heard earlier on Tommy Tucker's show, they were talking about the quality of the food there. They've really upped their game. I would agree. The game that I went to last year with a friend, I was blown away by the quality of the food that was offered in the stadium. It was just unbelievable. You felt like you were visiting six different restaurants while you were there. And so that was a great experience. And they have a great schedule this year as well. So it'd be interesting to get back to see some of those games this year too. So we look forward to that. All right, we're going to be right back, folks. So stay with us. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. This is Newell on WWL. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Romina Baccia, Director of Budget and Entitlement Policy at the Cato Institute. She's celebrating her second anniversary there. And she has reported extensively on how we should address the U.S. debt crisis. And she'll give us an update as to what's going on with Congress and whether or not they're having any success in addressing those challenges and issues. And at 12:30, we'll visit with Ron Fauché, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics. The DNC in the review mirror, the convention now, and a lot of polls, whether or not the vice president got a bump or not, we'll talk about that. And we'll talk about last night's interview and what his thoughts were about that as well. So stay with us. We'll be right back. I don't know about you, but I'm incredibly excited that the college football season has started and that this Sunday we get the opportunity to see the LSU Fighting Tigers take on the Trojans from USC Sunday evening at 6:30, and you can catch that game right here on WWL Radio. The voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, got a text here saying, you know, I didn't think anybody could replace Jim Hawthorne, and then all of a sudden Chris came along, and wow, great. I concur in that assessment as well. LSU's been blessed with having really great voices for all of their sporting events, and obviously that continues with Chris Blair, and we look forward to hearing him and then seeing the game for sure. I'm really excited. This whole weekend, they got some really great matchups. A little coffee group this morning, we were talking about the matchups this weekend, looking at the weather, understanding that it's going to rain all weekend. It's raining here again in Old Metairie. I think this is the third wave already this morning that is coming through. So not certain whether or not we're going to be able to partake of any activities outside. So there's always these incredible college football games to be able to watch and see. And by the way, congratulations to the Green Wave. They really opened their season up, you know, with a big, big win over Southeast Louisiana. And you know, I think it was 52-0 or something like that, and that was a great win, and I'm glad to see that they're off and running. Got to meet the new coach, great guy. I think he's going to do really well here with this football program. I know there's high expectations for them as well, so I look forward to their successes. And we're going to try and get the coach on. I'd like to try and get him on more often and talk to him about Green Wave football. You know, going to see games in that stadium is a lot of fun. You heard earlier on Tommy Tucker's show, they were talking about the quality of the food there. They've really upped their game. I would agree. The game that I went to last year with a friend, I was blown away by the quality of the food that was offered in the stadium. It was just unbelievable. You felt like you were visiting six different restaurants while you were there. And so that was a great experience. And they have a great schedule this year as well. So it'd be interesting to get back to see some of those games this year too. So we look forward to that. All right, we're going to be right back, folks. So stay with us. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. This is Newell on WWL. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Ramina Bhatia, Director of Budget and Entitlement Policy at the Cato Institute. She's celebrating her second anniversary there. And she has reported extensively on how we should address the U.S. debt crisis. And she'll give us an update as to what's going on with Congress and whether or not they're having any success in addressing those challenges and issues. And at 12:30, we'll visit with Ron Fauché, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics. The DNC in the rearview mirror, the convention now, and a lot of polls, whether or not the vice president got a bump or not, we'll talk about that. And we'll talk about last night's interview and what his thoughts were about that as well. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Amazon fall favorites are here to make you say, woo! With low prices on home, woo! Beauty, woo! And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials. Woo! So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.